You're listening to the Red Moon Radio Podcast, episode number 19, with special guest Alex Studer of the bands Yo No Sé, Factotum, and The Bad Joke That Ended Well, as well as the amazing label Stolen Body Records. Red Moon Radio is a weekly podcast dedicated to garage, psychedelic, fuzz, and lo-fi, as well as good old-fashioned rock and roll from around the world. We bring you the best new music and interviews, introducing you to your new favorite band. The show is produced every Monday and is available on Podomatic at redmoonradio.podomatic.com and on Stitcher at stitcher.com/red-moon-radio. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes by searching for Red Moon Radio. Follow the podcast on Twitter at Red Moon Radio 1, on Facebook at facebook.com/redmoonradio. Get in touch with us by email at redmoonradio2015@gmail.com and watch for us along with the other music junkies on the website 53rdandthird.com. Links to the bands and extras are available in the show notes on our Podomatic and Stitcher pages, as well as on 53rdandthird.com. Come back often and add us to your favorites. Now let's get on with the show. Hey everyone, Erin here. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Red Moon Radio Podcast. As I like to remind you, all previous episodes of the podcast, including our last episode with Golly, are available for your listening pleasure on Podomatic, Stitcher, and through iTunes. And don't forget to check out Red Moon Radio along with all the other music junkies and podcasters on 53rdandthird.com. New episodes are always updated on the website with extra content. Today's episode is packed with music, like we're talking an hour and a half long packed. But don't be alarmed at the length of the podcast. It's going to be an amazing show. On today's show, we're chatting with Alex Studer of the fantastic Bristol garage bands Factotum and The Bad Joke That Ended Well about his most recent project, the band Yo No Sé. Alex also happens to be the big boss man over at the phenomenal record label Stolen Body Records, so you know he's a huge music fan with amazing taste in music. As always, let's get the show started with some music. We're going to hear a couple of tracks. First and foremost, an introduction to Yo No Sé, featuring Alex on guitars and vocals, along with his bandmates Jason Strickland on bass and Sam Rosewell on drums. The guys just finished working on their first release, a 7-inch due out later this year on a mystery US label, and they're also planning a release on Stolen Body Records early next year. We'll hear a live cut of their first song, The Sleeper Awakes, to kick it all off. And Jason and Alex were also both in the bands Factotum and The Bad Joke That Ended Well. So, of course, we're going to hear a couple of songs by those bands too. Following The Sleeper Awakes, we'll hear Seasick Surfer from Factotum and Rattlesnake Necklace from The Bad Joke That Ended Well. We'll be right back. Today's show is full of music. Super full. So full, in fact, that I had to cut some of Alex's selections to make room for his other selections. But I guarantee you that you're going to love it all. As you might expect, Alex has eclectic musical tastes, and those tastes are reflected in the music that he makes with all three of his bands, as well as the music he releases through Stolen Body Records. There's so much to talk about, and we talked and talked. I had the pleasure of speaking with Alex not once, but twice over the last couple of weeks, via Skype from his office garage in Bristol. Hi, and welcome to Alex Studer of Stolen Body Records, the new band Yo No Sé, as well as Factotum and the Bad Joke That Ended Well. Welcome to Red Moon Radio.
Thanks very much for having me.
It's great to have you. I would like to start out with you telling us a little bit about this new project of yours, Yo No Sé.
There's three of us. It's kind of a heavy psych 70s grunge sort of thing. It's come out of sort of my two other bands kind of finishing, and we kind of just wanted to, well, it was me and the bassist Jason kind of jamming it out for a while, looking for a drummer, and then Sam came in. I don't know, it's taken about a year to come together, and we've only started jamming with Sam last 4 months, but we've already recorded, started doing gigs. It's kind of happening quite naturally.
You shared with us a live recording of The Sleeper Awakes.
Yeah, we just recorded that at the Malt House. So while we were recording six tracks for the album, my friend Toby just came in with some filming and just did a live take real quick, just so that we could have something out, because we haven't got anything out till, well, we've got a 7-inch on a US label coming out at the end of the year or beginning of next year, and then an album on my label, Stolen Body Records, next year. So we just recorded six tracks. Two of those have gone the 7-inch. And one of them will be exclusive for the 7-inch. And then hopefully we're going to record another six tracks in August and then get mixing, mastering and such.
So do you have an album title for next year's release on Stolen Body?
Currently it's Soma, which is from Brave New World, Aldous Huxley. The pill they take in that. Yeah, I kind of like it. Well, I mean, I don't know. I was trying to think what the album's kind of about, but I guess the idea is, the songs are a bit about losing yourself, getting stuck in a, you know, getting a zone where you forget everything exists for a bit. And that's kind of that pill. But then again, a lot of the songs are now kind of quite angry about current situations and stuff. So it's all in there. But yeah, I guess mostly the songs are about just kind of losing yourselves, even if it's for like a second, 2 minutes, just being completely out of yourself for a bit.
So you worked with the same guys in Factotum and The Bad Joke That Ended Well.
Jason on bass, he was in The Bad Joke. We had several bassists, but he was the last bassist. And in Factotum, it was a two-piece, but then we got him in, and we've got an album coming out, Factotum album that we recorded last May. We're coming out on a London label. So we did one last thing before we stopped. That'll begin. That's got Jason on the bass. And then obviously, we just sort of continued going with him on this one. And we were going to use the drummer from The Bad Joke, Stevie, but he's really busy. He's in loads of groups. So we were kind of stuck for a drummer for a bit. And then Sam appeared.
How would you say that Yo No Sé differs from the sound of Factotum and The Bad Joke That Ended Well?
Well, I mean, at the beginning, when we had Yo No Sé, I wanted a flute the whole time. I want a flute because we were named after Doug Doug's song, Yo No Sé, and they've got flute, and I just love all that sort of prog and hard rock with a flute in it. I just love it. I wanted that, and we were going to have organ. So basically, we're going to kind of do a Bad Joke sort of thing, but start fresh. And then the organ player, we couldn't really get, like the old organ player, Edu, moved back to Spain anyway, so he wasn't in. And then we couldn't sort of get anyone else. We kind of had flute, but we never really did. And then it was just two of us anyway, just jamming like a bass and guitar, and that was weird. And then we just got the drummer and we thought, that's it, three of us, we're making enough noise. I don't think a flute would fit in there. I mean, I'm not writing a flute off. I'm definitely gonna have a flute. But that, I guess from Bad Joke, that's how that happened. It sounds different. The Bad Joke's got his organ driven, but it's a lot more garagey, I think, actually. It was more psychedelic rock, but if I listen to it, it's way more garagey. Factotum's just really simple, kind of like the Gorries type simple, but a little bit more aggressive. It was just two of us at the beginning. It was just for fun. It's more of a live show. We kind of just you know, go a bit crazy. It was good fun. But, I mean, it kind of ran its course. Not in a bad way. Just, you know, you can only use simple stuff for so long. Well, I can only do it for so long. I get a bit bored. So I guess it's kind of the best of both those two bands, but just kind of heavier and more free. Kind of, I think, what I've wanted to do for a long time. So it's my favorite thing so far.
Oh, that's great. That's exciting.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's taken a while, so I've been patient, and I'm not a very patient person, and it's coming together, and I know we all click together, me, Sam, and Jason, we just click. We're all on the same page, you know, we're not really disagreeing about any songs or anything. We've had a couple, we kind of started jamming, we're like, that's crap, just stop it. Another stuff, we all seem to just be going to the same shows, listening to the same music. It's just working really easy, so it's a lot of fun, which is what it should be, but it's easier when it just works this way.
You mentioned a little bit, but can you elaborate a little bit more on your writing and your recording process?
I guess I kind of write the song at home. I think it's great. And then I go into the practice and it turns out it's crap. And I record a bit of it, just generally on my phone or something, just put it in the other room. Then I go home and listen to it, get really anal, kind of like try and make it again. Then I think I've nailed it. And we go back in the studio. Everyone goes through it, we jam it, you know, we get the little bits, usually a verse, chorus, some other random bits, and maybe some complicated bits that I try to add in all the time. And then it turns out that simpler was better. We record a load of bits. I go home, I chop it all up, stick it together, send it to the guys, and then we come and jam that bit out. So basically, I guess I write a song that's pretty crap, then they kind of round it off, and we work together and we make it good. So it's teamwork all the way. It's everyone, you know, putting their bit in. It's everyone's rubbing off on the songs.
Nice to be collaborative in that respect.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's a better way to work.
So you mentioned this again, but I would like you to talk a little bit more about the name Yo No Sé and where that came from.
Yeah, well, it came from a Mexican band called Los Dug Dugs. I love the song. It's not my favorite song, but I couldn't think of any other songs. I listened to that album a whole heap, and I just liked it. I mean, I asked some of my Spanish friends, I was like, would it be annoying if we were called Yo No Sé? And they said yes. I was like, cool, that's the name. I know we tried some other ones. We were going to be, what was it? We were going to be Jizz for a bit. That didn't
stick.
Not everyone was game for that one, but that one's on the back burner. That's still going to come out at some stage.
All right. The joys of owning a record label, right?
Exactly. I can do whatever I want. So, yeah, it took a while to choose a name, but, I mean, Fat Totem was easy. It was Charles Bukowski. I had that one for ages. I just wanted to use it. The bad joke that ended well was this old Swiss folk tale, but the name was way too long. It's super annoying to say to everyone. I think Yo No Sé is kind of in between the two. It's not too annoying, but you get a lot of people saying it wrong. Well, I'm not saying it right anyway, but, you know, saying it weird. If you write it down wrong on a poster, it just says your nose.
Yes.
Actually, I'm already finding it. It's going to be a bit of a pain, but I like it.
And at the very least, when people ask you what it, you know, what it means or what it's about, you can be like, I don't know.
Exactly. And I think that's why we need to come, you know, well, we need to go to Mexico. We need to come to Spain so we can really, you know, annoy some people. It's going to be worth it in the long run.
You mentioned Los Dug Dugs a couple of times now. And you've chosen some songs, and they include Los Dug Dugs. So can you tell us why you chose this song?
Yeah. That's my favorite of their songs. It's crazy long, but I love it. I mean, I don't know how to say it. Was it Hagamoslo Ahora?
Hagamoslo Ahora.
You said it way better. what does it mean?
It means let's do it now.
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's great. That's my favorite song of theirs by far. I don't know. I really like not understanding what they're saying as well. It's kind of good. I mean, I'm assuming they're not, you know, Nazis or something.
Right.
So they're not the thing that I'm hating. It sounds kind of nice. It goes with the music more. You're kind of not listening to the lyrics or anything. You kind of just listen to how it sings and how it's all going. I mean, it's great. There's loads of great, like, South American music, Mexican music, Argentinian music, like... I've got a list actually here right next to me.
Oh, look at that.
El Ritual. I've got Toncho Pilatos. Who else have we got in here? Cruella. shit, where's that other one? I don't know if it's on this list. Al, oh no, because they're Argentinian. Al Reloj or something. Those guys are absolutely.
Ah, yes.
But they're Argentinian, actually. All those other bands are Mexican, I think. So it's just, and that's all like early 70s stuff. It's just, there's loads of great stuff that.
Yeah, there was a real explosion at that time.
Yeah, exactly. So when I've only got into all that stuff last like 3 years or something, so there's so much. It's impossible to get my head around it.
You also picked up some other songs. So why don't you tell us a little bit about some of your other influences, some of the songs that you chose?
Yeah.
If you have your list there.
I do. I got it ready. Captain Beefheart. Yeah. I love him loads. He had to go on there. I thought it'd be cool to put this song on. It's Run, Paint, Run, Run. It's great. I really like the song. It's not, I mean, I think it'd be easier to choose something from Trout Scrapbook or something, but I think this one's really good. It's a lot friendlier to the ears. Can, because obviously there's lots of influence from that. There's no way we'd be able to replicate anything like that. I'd love to, but that's not going to happen. The Beach Boys, because, I mean, that's probably my favorite Beach Boys song.
I love Sloop John B. Such a good song.
Yeah, I love the Brian Wilson. I watched that Brian Wilson movie the other day.
Me too.
Back. I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought it was quite well done. I mean, it was certainly a new take.
Yeah, I thought I wasn't. I don't know. I usually like those kind of biopics or whatever, but they're usually obviously completely sort of far-fetched. They add loads of stuff in to sort of hype everyone up.
Dramatize.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that wasn't too bad. I thought, well, I mean, I don't actually know anything much about everything, so it could all be lies, but I liked it either way. It was good.
I suspect that the Brian Wilson story has enough drama without having to add more.
Yeah, I'm guessing that. It's already pretty, so...
We'll be right back. spring, but don't care about nothing. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. In the dawn of the silvery day, clouds seem to melt away. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. Magic mushrooms out of dreams. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. Cement of yellow, gray disappears, flying on the raven's wing. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. Yes, I care, she brings me spring, but don't care about nothing. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. Magic mushrooms out of things. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. She brings the rain. Silvery day, clouds seem to melt away. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. 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 Thank you.
Black Sabbath, obviously, we had to put in there. Sam's huge, well, Bill Ward fan on the drums. We were all Black Sabbath fans. Got Nirvana, we're all huge Nirvana fans. And I love that song. I'm not even going to say it. Curmudgeon? How do you even say that?
Curmudgeon?
Curmudgeon? Is that how
I think so.
I always call it like Carmageddon or something in my head. I think that's one of my favorite songs. I always think there's a taboo with Nirvana. I don't know, like, it's like liking something when you're 16. You obviously don't like everything anymore than from when you were 16, but those guys stuck around and I still really like them, and they're a huge influence, and it's probably why I started a band, and so I'm not going to avoid them from the list.
No, you can't.
And I got Heaters on there, obviously.
Yes,
love the Heaters. And I love that track. That's super catchy. I like it.
We'll be right back.
Oh,
I want to make sure that you mention this because we almost missed it the last time that we spoke. Tom Waits.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, it happened again. Christmas Card from Hope from Minneapolis. Probably my favorite song of all time. Love Tom Waits so much. It's just, it's eclectic. His music all over the shop. Yeah, I just had to choose that song. It's my favorite from Blue Valentine. Great album. If I can sound like any of that stuff above, then I'll be super happy.
Baby, he says that it raised him up like it was on sun. He gave me a ring that was worn by his mother. He takes me out dancing every Saturday. Charlie, I think about you every time I pass the filling station. On the counter, all the grease used well in your hair. I still have that record, Little Anthony and the Imperials. But someone stole my record player. How do you like that? And Charlie, I almost went crazy after Mario got busted. I went back to Omaha to live with my folks. Everyone I used to know was either dead or in prison. So I came back to Minneapolis. This time I think I'm gonna stay. Charlie, I think I'm happy for the first time since my accident. I wish I had all the money we used to spend on dope. Buy me a used car lot, I wouldn't sell any of them. I'd just drive a different car every day, depending on how I feel. Hey Charlie, for God's sake, if you want to know the truth of it, don't have a husband, he don't play the trombone. I need to borrow money to pay this lawyer, Charlie Hay. I'll be eligible for parole come Valentine's Day.
So you mentioned, obviously, you're out of Bristol. You run Stolen Body Records, which has become hugely influential in the short period of time that you've been around. How long have you been around?
figured this one out now. It's 20. No, no. Have I figured out 2012? 4 years. Yeah, 4 years the other day. I think the birthday is on April like 16th. Whatever. It was Record Store Day the first year. It just happened to be. I didn't do it because I love Record Store Day or anything. Just it was the way it happened. Yeah, it's 4 years. Got like 24 releases as of when August 19th. We'll have 24. Loads more going. Hey, it's going strong. I mean, I'm sitting in my office right now. I'm staring at loads of records, so I need to sell some more records. But no, it's going good. Everyone's been really cool, and you know, it takes a while to start up the label, and you know, everyone's support's been really good, and everyone that's been wanting to work with me has been incredible. Like, I got Dan Melchior on August 19th record coming out, and I can't believe that he's even working with me, but that's incredible. I mean, Heaters had their first sort of record out with a split with Mossack Tambula, so now they're doing really well. They're humble, they're amazing. I mean, if I could ever work with them again, I'd be happy, but I'm happy I got to sort of co-release Solstice, and well, their first release was when they were Plantains, but you know, I got to do that. I mean, I got Al Lover, he's incredible. He came to Bristol, played a show. We did Cave Ritual and Cave Ritual Redux. We got Anton Newcomb to do a remix on that. A load of people that you think, oh, these guys will never work with me, but you know, I'll send them an email anyway, and they reply and they're real nice and they're really up for it. So I don't know who else I can get, but obviously I keep wanting to get the, not the little guys, but you know, can't just release people that already kind of made it. Like, everyone else is either their first record or I don't know, they're new. That's, I mean, that's what I want to do. I mean, if it's good music, it's good music. That doesn't matter if they're gonna, I'm, you know, it's my job to try and get the record sold, and that's what I'll try and do, try and get their name out there.
What would you say is your philosophy behind Stolen Body?
I don't know. I mean, everything I release, I'm a fan, so I'd buy it, and I'm shocked half the time that someone else isn't releasing it. Like, the Evilesses, the first time I watched them, I thought, why the hell isn't someone else releasing that? So I don't know. I just, it's not, I mean, it started off as, I was going for obviously a psychedelic, a garagey type feel, that kind of thing. You can tell that from the first sort of releases. But now it's more open, and I want it to, you know, evolve. We don't want to just get trapped in something like that. And I mean, the Evilesses has opened that wide open. Edward Penfold, Osnok Tambulos is going crazy, and now Yamarashi is going to be completely different. So I'm trying to work with some more Bristol acts now, just because we can kind of communicate easier. Like, release loads of, well, three bands from Grand Rapids now, and it's been incredible. It's kind of harder to communicate or to get records to them and stuff like that. Obviously, I mean, Dan Melchior is based in the US, but I wasn't going to say no to releasing his record. But I want to release some more, you know, do some stuff around here and stuff, and we get the scene moving a little bit more in Bristol.
You've got a good start there.
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, it's not only me. There's Howling Owl Records. They release tons of great stuff. Those guys are amazing. And we're going to do a co-release, you know, with them. We're doing the Taos Hum together, a couple of other ones we're going to work together. So I mean, that record, and they do loads of events and stuff. Those guys are great.
First, I couldn't
You've mentioned now a couple times Os Noctambulos, and we had Nick on the show now a few months ago, but you're about to release their new album, and it's a beauty to behold.
It is. I'm currently doing the pre-orders right now. I'm surrounded by them. Well, people know. It's printed on silver laminate paper or cardboard. Artwork by Lucas Denal. He's French. I apologize if I say it wrong. And it's like on frosted clear vinyl with a black splod in the middle. But that's just the way it looks. I mean, it sounds absolutely incredible. It's 9 tracks. I think it's their best. I mean, they released Corsica Garden on Evil Hoodoo Records. Those guys are great as well. That album's absolutely incredible. I mean, it's great. But yeah, this record's really good. And I'm looking forward to finally getting it to everyone's ears. I mean, I'm packing it now. The US orders will go out, well, and Canada and wherever, Australia. They're all going to go out pretty soon so they get to you on time.
Hooray.
Yeah.
I can't wait for mine to get into my hands.
I think I've got all the pieces of paper here. Your name is down here somewhere.
Yep.
July 15th is coming out, so that's going to be really good. We're getting close. It's been we've done a lot of planning. I think that's at the beginning when I was doing releases, they were kind of very, not last minute, but I was getting the records in, let's say, Tuesday, and by Friday, it was Monday before, so on the Mondays we were releasing it. It was very last minute. If there was any delays, we didn't have them, and now I'm kind of getting the records, and I've got a couple of months to sit on it and get everyone excited. It's good to be prepared, but I'm running out of room in my garage.
You've got this record label. You've been doing it for 4 years. You're kind of getting more organized. You have incredible releases, some more incredible releases coming up. You're busy with Yo No Sé, and you also were involved in the Bristol Psych Fest.
Yeah, I put Bristol Psych Fest on as well. Yeah, this last year was the best. We've moved it up every year. We did the same venue for 2 years. It was really good fun. It was the Stag and Hounds, 2 stages. But then we went to the Crofters Right. I mean, obviously, if you don't live in Bristol, you don't know where any of these places are, but it was a bit of a venue. The guys were great, had like craft beers on and stuff, and we ran the place out. And we had Os Noctambulos playing, we had Yamarashi, Evil Usses, Yo No Sé played, Edward Penfold, Fruit Tones, which were released, Asteroid Deluxe, MVPs, and Godzilla as well, which is a 7-inch we just released. And that was great because they came over from Italy. That was a killer show. Yeah, it was the best year so far. Don't know what we're going to do next year, but I'm going to start thinking about it soon. It takes every year. I think I can't be bothered to do that again. That was really stressful, but I'm going to do it again.
Good. Good.
Yeah. And it's free entry as well. So, well, so far it's free entry. Yeah. I'm not making any money. So
you're clearly a music fan.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I've got too many records, right? It's sort of surrounding the house. I get kind of stressed out because I feel like, I mean, I've got a list here of just, what is it? How many records is here? What are we looking at? 42 Mexican records from like early 70s.
Wow.
That I need to listen to. And I want to probably own them. And I just feel like there's not enough time to get into all these records. And I don't know, I need to like stop myself. I just got another, I mean, obviously because I sell records on the shop as well. I've got so many records coming in of reissues or new stuff coming out. I mean, it's hard enough to listen to like all the OCs or all the Ty Segall records that come out and sort of get, let alone all the stuff that was in the 70s that I missed out on, or, well, you know, whatever, the 90s that I missed out on. So it's keeps me awake at night. I need to listen to it all.
It's funny how we listen to music and it just really creates more desire to listen to more music.
Yeah, it's addictive.
It is. It is an addiction.
Just want more. But also it's you need enough time to kind of, you know, when you were younger, you can only get like whatever, one CD at a time. And then you listen to that CD for like months and months and you really got it. Now I kind of like, I buy like 6 records and I kind of put them all on, but never, unless something really stands out, you don't get enough time to really enjoy them. I mean, I could make time, but I'm almost too impatient. I need to listen to the next one. And some of them obviously keep coming back and back, but you don't, sometimes I don't appreciate them as much. But I mean, obviously on vinyl, it's better because you really listen to it. On digital, you kind of skip through, maybe CD skip through. So I think that's, for impatient people like me, I think vinyl is good, not only because of sound quality, but also so you don't skip.
Yeah, it slows you down a little bit. You have to pay attention.
Yeah, you have to sit there, hold the artwork, and you're like, yeah, listen to this. It's good. You know, you don't skip the song halfway through or something. You just listen.
That's your preference.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Alex, I think we could talk forever.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
There's so much to talk about, but I'm going to say goodbye for now.
Okay, for now.
Yeah, I really want you to come back when the 7-inch comes out, or perhaps when the album comes out, and we'll do a little comparison listening to you and your influences.
Okay, that'll be fun.
Before we go, though, how can people connect with Stolen Body, with Yo No Se, with Factotum and The Bad Joke? How can people connect with your various entities?
Well, if you go to stolenbodyrecords.co.uk or stolenbodyrecords.com, there is the website has just been updated. There is all the artists on there. And obviously, because I've released all my home bands, we're all on there. So you can click on the artists and there's links there for whatever you want. SoundCloud, Facebook, buying the records. They're all on there. And there's a huge £5 sale for loads of records at the moment. So get on there and get some super cheap records and check out all the other bands as well.
I'll also put some links up so that people can find you in all of their preferred ways.
Yeah, cool, cool.
All right. Thank you again so much for taking time to talk to us today. It's been great, and we're going to talk again soon.
Thanks very much for having me, and yeah, definitely speak soon.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks again so much to Alex for joining us on Red Moon Radio. During the interview, we heard a ton of music, from Lost Dug Dugs, Captain Beefheart and Can, to the Beach Boys, Black Sabbath, Nirvana, and Heaters. We also heard several Bristol acts and Stolen Body alumni. Tao is Hum with the song RC, Edward Penfold with If You Like, the Evil Us's track Tokyo Surf Accident, and Yama Warashi with No Face. Check out the Podomatic page for a full listing of the songs and albums, as well as for links to Stolen Body Records and the bands. This week's show was really fun to put together, and before we go, I want to thank Alex again for taking time to talk and share so much amazing music with us. And of course, a huge thanks to you for listening too. Until next time.